Good morning, church. You ready to sing this morning?
Yes.
You know, the Bible is full of many promises, many good, some bad. One of the promises that we have, and I mentioned this last week, is that believers in Christ have the ability to come to God in boldness, not timidness, boldness. And that's what we're going to do here this morning. So let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the breath of life in us today, that we are here in church, we have songs to sing, and we are ready to do that. And Father, as we lift up our voices now, and as your Holy Spirit comes down, and we come to you in spirit and in truth, we know that that is the perfect environment in which you can work with us as we're pliable and moldable. So Father, we now just thank you for an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Amen.
And you will find that in Psalm 89.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. He gives me living water and I thirst no more. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must shout for it. If you want joy, you must dance for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
See the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Jesus will be there, we are going to see the King. Jesus will be there, we are going to see the King. Jesus will be there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more sickness there, we are going to see the King. No more sickness there, we are going to see the King. No more sickness there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Our loved ones will be there, we are going to see the King. Our loved ones will be there, we are going to see the King. Our loved ones will be there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Amen.
You know, in the same way, this afternoon is going to roll around for us pretty soon, in a few hours. We have plans. And I think this is why, when you compare, you know, God's timeline to our timeline, how time works for man and how time works for God, that's why Jesus kept emphasizing the time is short. This is why the apostles were emphasizing it. Soon and very, very soon, we're going to see the King.
Amen.
Whether we go home now or Jesus comes back, but it's coming soon.
Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. He asked for alms and held out his palms. And this is what Peter did say. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He went walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am king. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. Love, peace, and joy do I bring. If in your life I am king. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and sing. We are standing and singing and praising God. Standing and singing and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. stand up and sing.
Amen.
Do you think that man who got healed was kind of tame in his worship and praising of God? And he was thinking, oh, look at that. My legs are working. Praise the Lord. Do you think that was all he was doing?
No.
Man, he was excited. That's what our excitement is. It's also contagious. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise is singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise are singing, hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen. We're singing hallelujah. And worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praise and singing. Hallelujah's ringing, hallelujah, 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 amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Drawn from Emmanuel's face.
Think about that. Verse 2, it says, talks about the dying thief. That's making it in at the last second. He was crucified. He was dying. I mean, we're all dying slowly, but he was dying fairly rapidly. That's what it means to just to get in. But the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. When he looked over to Jesus and he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Remember me. And Jesus said, you know, this day you will be with me in paradise.
Make me a servant, humble and meek, Lord, lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek, Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant. So good today, make me a a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant. Servant today, make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are. Make me a servant, make me a servant today.
Hallelujah.
They are created. Lord is on my side. Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
You know, as we were singing that song, I was sitting there thinking about Elijah and the great victory they had at Mount Carmel. He prayed. God answered his prayer with fire. I mean, it was an awesome day, an awesome day. But the day didn't end very well for him. When Jezebel found out that her prophets of Baal had been killed, and she sent word to Elijah, and she said, just like my prophets are, so you will be. And you know, this song is, why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Elijah, I mean, can you ask for a greater sign from God that God is with you? Fire come down from heaven. It destroys, it licks up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the water. I mean, everything is just gone. What an awesome display of power. But that's how powerful fear is also, because it gripped him so badly that he just ran away. And God, when he met God later, and God said, you know, rejoice. Basically, you're a child of mine. I am here with you. I'm protecting you. You don't have to worry about anything. Let's sing this one more time here. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King. Why should I fear when the Lord is on my side? Why should I fear? In His love I safely hide. He is to me my fortress and my rock. Tell me why. Why should I fear? Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Rejoice, you're a child of the King. Come on, rejoice, you're a child of the King.
Amen.
You be poured out as wine upon the altar for me. Would you be broken as bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that I may do just as I will to make you life and light and love, my word fulfilled? I'll be poured out as wine upon the altar for thee. Yes, I'll be broken as bread to feed the hungry. Yes, Yes, I'll be so one with you that you may do just as you will to make me life and light and love thy word fulfill. Would you be poured out as wine upon the altar for me? Would you be broken as bread to feed the hungry? Would you be so one with me that I may do just as I will to make you life and light and love my word fulfill? Yes, I'll be poured out as wine upon the altar for thee. Yes, I'll be broken as bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that you may do just as you will to make me life and light and love thy word fulfill. Yes, I'll be poured out as wine upon the altar for thee. Yes, I'll be broken as bread to feed the hungry. Yes, I'll be so one with you that you may do just as you will to make me life and light and love thy word fulfill.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heavens and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Lord, we thank you and praise you today for a day of victory. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit moving in the midst of us in such a mighty way. We thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth, to lift up holy hands, to shout hallelujah, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And Lord, we thank you that we have that privilege to worship you and to be led by the Spirit of God. For they that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your word today. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for helping me to pray according to thy will. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I want to say today, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to walk uprightly and do righteousness and speak truth in our hearts. We want to do, O Lord, according to thy will. We want to be in unity, to be in one accord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Hallelujah. We praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father. O Lord, you said in Philippians 2:1, if there be any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels and mercies, Paul said, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, be of one accord. Oh, hallelujah, having the same love. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, thank you, Father, be in one accord and one mind. Oh, thank you, Jesus, praise you, Lord. Let nothing be done in strife and vain glory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem other more than themselves. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father. Let us not look at the things of ours, but the things of others. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus. Oh, praise his holy name. For being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation, taking upon him the form of a servant, became in the likeness of men. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. He humbled himself and he became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross. Hallelujah. Let this same characteristic that was in Christ Jesus to be in us. Let this mind that was in Jesus, let this mind be upon us. Let us be in unity. Let us be in one accord. Let us follow his example. Oh, hallelujah, we pray. Follow the same example. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be in one accord. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Oh, let this mind be in us which was also in Christ Jesus. And look what happened to Jesus. God high exalted him and he gave him a name that is above every name. That in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. In things on heaven, then things on earth, and things under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and also as it said in Lord, in Hebrews 12:1, he says that as we are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us therefore lay aside every weight and the sin which do so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Despising the shame, he was set on the right hand of the throne of God. O Lord, as we become obedient, as we walk uprightly, as we do what's pleasing in his sight, also beautiful things are waiting for us. Oh, hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We lift up your name higher and higher. And also in 1 Peter 5:6, it says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Hallelujah. That he may exalt you in due time. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. How much sense it makes, O Lord. How beautiful the word is. Hallelujah. Let us follow. Let us keep it. Let us not deviate from it. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And God shall supply all our needs. Spiritual needs. Physical needs. Financial needs. In every area he will supply, because the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. And we want to thank you today for mighty victory in this body of believers. We bless you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We surrender all to you this morning, Lord. We are yours. We've been bought with a price. And we humble ourselves in thy sight, O Lord, and you will lift us up. And we thank you and praise you, Father. We pray, O Lord, as the Holy Spirit moving. Oh, let him move from the beginning to the end. Let things happen in this each and every one of us today, we pray. Let the anointing be upon the pastor. Touch him in such a mighty way, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Give him the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for touching the music as it comes back. Touch everyone that gives a testimony with the anointing, with a mighty anointing. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and your name be glorified, even with the testimonies, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you said, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord of hosts, if I do not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing for you that you may not be able to receive it. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, O Lord, that you stand upon your word and bring blessings upon this body of believers, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we are honoring you. We're going to honor you, Lord, with our offering and with our giving, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to give you all the praise. We want to give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name, and all God's people said, Amen.
Pretty good piano playing. Okay. We're going to have some testimonies, man. Is anybody eager to give a testimony? Natalia, you're first today, man. I mean, if I had eyes in the back of my head, I could see her hand up on the way up here. So, Natalia, you're first.
Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distresses. distresses.
Destructions.
Destructions.
I have some words of wisdom. The title is Becoming Free. You can defeat your enemy and God work with you. But if you're waiting for God just to deliver you from this stuff, and you think there's not an action required on your part, you've been deceived. According to Ezekiel 18, you make yourself a new heart, and you make yourself a new spirit, and you deal with it. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God doesn't want just to deliver you. He wants you to know what you're being delivered from. He wants you to know enough that you can defeat in the future. God's perfect will is not for you to continue to be delivered from the strong man. God's perfect will is that you don't have a strong man at all. Amen. Do you think there's a level of satisfaction in which we can walk where Satan is defeated in our life forever? Yes, I'm walking in certain measures of that now. Does it mean those strong men in my life from the past don't come knocking on my door from time to time to see if I'm filled or empty? Yes, sometimes every day. One came walking by 2 weeks ago from my past. He came walking by knocking and wanting back in, and I said, Mister, no vacancy. Amen.
Okay, Bob.
Looks like there's going to be sort of a unanimity of testimonies with me. My first one's going to be a real happy thing. I really needed something happy today. So I was with my computer till about 2:30 this morning trying to get something fixed, and finally got it fixed. And so I needed some happy. We did happy words all the way down. But boy, was I happy to see what Charles did today because of the music that he brought. A long time ago, about 15 years ago, we used to do that song. He went walking and leaping, because in those days, he was younger then, Pastor John used to occasionally get up and do a little Swedish dance for us. And I don't really think he's too mature now or something. But so what happened was, Dora and I sat down, and we said, you know, it's not long enough this way. So we wrote that second verse. That was us. And, you know, love, peace, and joy do I bring. That one. When in your life, this thing. So we added that verse, so it would be a little longer. And it worked. I got a tape somewhere. In fact, no, Charles has it somewhere, a cassette tape from that day. And it worked. And all at once, John left his usual chair up there. He was up there doing a really neat Swedish victory dance. And I lost Dora. She started laughing, and she never could come back. I lost her for about a whole verse or two. And so I was thinking about that this morning. Maybe you should do that more often, Charles. Maybe we should do it Thursday night. We were going to do that. So Charles just sort of beat me to it. Anyway, that's one thing. The other thing is this. There's a lot of prayers in the Bible that are called imprecatory prayers, meaning calling down fire on somebody. And in the sissified world of Christianity that we live in today, you don't hear a lot about that, and yet it's all right there, especially in the Psalm. I have a thing here listed as all the Psalms that have that. The problem is that we are absolutely called to do that. God has enemies, and his enemies are our enemies, and we can do that. The problem is we can't make it personal, nor can we tell God what to do exactly. And the illustration that was given here was, you know, when James was killed and Peter was arrested, and the saints gathered and had an imprecatory prayer about, you know, God resolving this issue. And God resolved the first issue with Peter simply because he just miraculously left prison, you know, that the doors were still locked and everything. And we used to talk about that years ago, too, because everybody was praying without ceasing. Remember that? And Peter came and knocked on the door while everybody was praying, and somebody said it's Peter, and they said, no, it must be his ghost. I mean, that's how sure they were of their prayer, meaning they weren't. But in the other instance, God caused the King Herod, remember that? He took him out, just like that, you know, from an imprecatory prayer. But we're not given the power to say, do this, God, or do that. Because if that were the case, look what would have happened to Paul. I mean, who could be worse for Christians than Saul, you know, murdering and putting people, men and women both, in prisons and killing them. And yet God used a different way to resolve those prayers for the people. So let's not forget that just because much of Christianity is turned sissified, we are warriors for Christ.
I like that. Okay, Michael.
I have a praise report for myself today. I had to go through a colonoscopy last Thursday. And my wife and I took off for Sacramento. Of course, I prayed before I went there. And other people have been praying for me here in the church. And I just want to thank them for praying for me. And so Thursday morning, I went out to the garage to get a bottled water, and I messed my lower back up. I couldn't even walk. So, you know, that was an attack as far as I'm concerned, because they're trying to knock me out in my faith. Well, it didn't work. I got faith. And so I went to Mather Air Force Base and went through my procedure, and come out within 25, 30 minutes later, and everything was very clean and no problems. So I'm praising God for that, because I have not ate healthy throughout my whole life, and so I know that God healed me up miraculously, and I thank you, God. Thank you for that. And my back. Huh. Wow. I trusted in God on that one too, and he's healed me on that issue. And my back is fine today, where I couldn't even walk Thursday morning. And I have to give thanks to my wife on that too, because she helped me and laid me out on the floor and helped me with that too. So I praise God for that. And I just got a couple scriptures in 2 Timothy 15 and 16 and 17. I think they're fabulous scripture. Chapter 3. Verse 16 and 17 in 2 Timothy. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that all men of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I think that sums it up pretty good. So, thank you.
I'm very fortunate just to be here this morning because of a little imprisonment that I had. You guys are wondering how I ended up in prison, right? Well, actually, Maria was in prison with me too. We stopped by Michael's house this morning to pick him up, and I thought, well, when I go in, I got to make a U-turn, and we made a U-turn right by the greenhouse. And so I had Maria with me, and I said, well, let's look in the greenhouse and see how these plants are doing. So we got out, left the car running, and the doors open, and went in the greenhouse. And we're checking out the little plants that Jane has growing. And you know, we talked about that a little bit, and then we're get ready to go. Well, the door on the greenhouse, it has a spring on it, and it swung closed. There's no doorknob to get back out of that greenhouse. So we were stuck in the greenhouse. And, you know, then I pushed on the window a little bit, but I thought that was locked too. Finally, Maria pushed the window open. And we were hollering, you know, at the house because the house is a little bit away. And then Maria says, well, I'm going to climb out the window. So we were just about ready to have her climb out the window. And they came out the door and let us out of there. So that's my prison story. I was also blessed this week, and it's not a huge thing, but it was a very very needful, and that is we're starting our project down in Claremont, which is Southern California, and I needed a place for my men to stay, and you know, I had looked online about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and for places near Claremont, and Pomona was the city that we were looking in. But there's reviews when you're looking for a place online, and all the reviews were not pretty, you know. You don't want to stay here. There's killing in the parking lot and shootings and fires, you know, these kind of things. Those are the kind of reviews I read. So I had went down and went to the job one day, and I talked to the superintendent, and he said, well, where I'm renting, you know, the landlady might have something for you. So I've been so busy, I didn't even think the job was going to be ready, but it's ready Monday. And hadn't really had time to look for an apartment, but I called on Friday. The lady said, you got it, no problem. Here's the amount. Here's the numbers you need to turn the power on. And the application's just a formality. And so I set all that up on Friday afternoon. And that was a big burden off of me, you know, because we needed a place to stay down there. So we're ready to roll. And we had to get our trailer emptied out and filled back up from our storage without getting soaked with rain. And we had a little break in the weather, and we're able to do that too. So we're ready to roll. Another blessing that I had, and it's a mixed bag. I had one of our trucks, our diesel lathing truck that my one guy Gabriel told me, hey, it's a lot of fluid underneath it. So we checked it out, and finally ended up taking it to the dealership. And the dealer said, well, hey, you got all your injectors are bad. It's a diesel. And it'll cost you $4,900 to fix this thing. And I thought, oh, sweet, you know, just what I wanted, a $4,900 bill. And then the service writer, he, you know, didn't seem concerned about. Of course, he's not concerned like I'm concerned. He just gives you the news, right? And so I said, you know, I'm not accepting that. So I went down to the dealer, and I talked to the owner, and I said, I want to talk to General Motors, because this truck, it had an extended time for this injector problem. 7 years or 200,000 miles. Well, we were like 2 months over 7 years. And in my opinion, they should have recalled the problem. But they didn't. Anyway, I ended up talking to him. And then I talked to the local rep for GM, which I guess we own GM now, right? So I should have just made a deal with myself, actually. But I ended up, the GM guy called, and they worked it out where I'm going to pay $1,800 and not $4,900. And so, but another thing, you know, I was thinking about was I was blessed that my guy was paying attention to the truck because that truck was heading for Southern California. And so God protected me there to get it all in working order before it made the trip. And, you know, saved me $3,000 too. Actually, that's his money, so, you know, he does a good job looking out for his money. So, oh, Irene.
Good morning. I didn't plan to be here standing, but I'm going to share something that's maybe concerning just me. And that is when we were praising the Lord this morning and there were a few songs. That's usually how I get this heartbeat. And there were a couple of songs. One was Looking Upon Jesus and the other one when we talk about the cross and the thief at the cross that asked of Jesus to let him be with him. And Jesus said, you will be with me in paradise. And I was thinking about that, and the Lord just started talking to me immediately, and he said to me about looking to Jesus as really, many of us don't realize that we are like that thief. And it doesn't mean that we really are stealing just money from somebody, but we can still steal from somebody, either their peace, their reputation, their hope, their many other ways that we can really steal from people. And we need to look at the cross and look at Jesus, because he's the one who always forgive us and let us be with him again. Anything that separates us from him, maybe something very insignificant, but if we look at him, he will show us how we can be with him in those areas that we can be really stealing from people. Their reputation sometimes by just talking things that we heard and are not sure about people, or coming and taking away their peace or joy by something that we want to put upon them. So there's a lot of way of doing that. So that's maybe personally to me, but I want to share it, and I want to look to Jesus to help me. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, Pastor John.
Well, praise God and good morning. Good to see you all here this morning. It's prayer time. Are you ready to pray? And let's begin with Stanley family. And I'm just going to read here to you the report. The Stanley family, they called in about 9 o'clock last night, actually 6 o'clock, but 9 o'clock their time. And you know the big snowstorm back east, Washington, D.C.? Well, they've been right in it. And they were going to leave. They left Friday. And here's the story. They're driving in severe weather. They started out Saturday, February 6th. After driving a while, a major freeway was closed, so they had to take a different route. But after driving a while there, that freeway was closed also. Visibility was extremely poor due to whiteout from falling snow. Cars were stuck everywhere. At the end of a long couple of days, they were still in Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. Michelle reported they are all getting along well and are in peace. Husband and wife, four children, and how many cats? Two cats. So I'm sure the cats are relaxed. So we really want to pray that God will help them to get through. The storm kind of blew out, and that they'll be able to go and get out here. They're eager to get out here. The speculators in oil do not want to go away, but they lost this week. On January 31st, last Sunday, oil stood at 72.89 cents per barrel. This week, the speculators started to drive up the price to close to $78, and they were pushing it up. But by the end of the week, it closed at 71.19. If you notice, too, pump prices have also fallen in California. We got gas, sadly, for $2.71. So let us keep praising God. He would destroy the speculation, and that these organizations and people lose big time. So we're going to pray for that. This is from Sweden. This is from Toby Johansson. And he has been sick. You remember we prayed for his back, his legs, and also he had had problems with his nerves. And he said this, my nerves are better, and that makes a big difference. My back is not hurting so much either. God bless you all, Toby. So let's continue to praise God for him and his healing. And then I want to speak to you about money. More and more people are viewing our webcast on Sunday morning. Many of us are looking at the videos during the week. But there's very little financial support from our new friends. So we need to pray that people who are watching us and have made our ministry their church, that they will also support us financially. You know, I was guilty of this for many years. I listened to a number of different people, either on television or radio, and I never sent a dime to them. And, you know, you realize you just don't do it. You don't think about it. But I want to say this to you that are watching us now and maybe later, that please remember this. If you like what we're doing, you enjoy it, you're blessed to the hilts, we need some help. So remember us, and let's pray that God will bless you as you do that. We're also going to pray today for Alfred. Alfred is a son of Alfredo. And Alfredo is a good friend. Actually, he worked for Thomas and a friend of Javier and Maria, and he had to take his son to the hospital today. And the son apparently was vomiting, came up some blood and things. We want to pray for little Alfred. And he really enjoys Sunday school. Last week he got a Bible. He was very excited. And you know how the devil works? Knock people out. So we want to pray for him. So I'm going to assign you to pray for little Alfred. And then also we need to pray today for Tyler. Tyler, will you stand up so they see who you are? This is Tyler. Turn around and say hi to them. There you go. Okay. Now, Tyler and his sister Mary comes down from Auburn, and he plays the bass, and she does the singing. Well, the devil set him up this week, and he had a wreck. Not a bad one. He got hurt, but the car got hurt. So he needs to have it repaired. So let's pray today that God will help him with the finances, and they need a vehicle because otherwise they can't come to church. So we want to pray for that. Now, this is something that is deep, and I really want you to listen now. This prayer request to come in from Grace and Torbjorn. You remember that Grace first contacted about 3 years ago. Husband was out of the tulips, backslidden. And we prayed, and she prayed, and then finally the Holy Ghost hit him. He got really excited. He's on fire. God gave him a new job. Things are going really well. Now, Satan, thank you, Vasily. No vacancy. I like that. Did you write that? You didn't write that. Okay. Well, anyway, you presented it good. I thought you wrote it. So the devil is attacking them through their children. And here's the story. Their 13-year-old son is being pursued by a 12-year-old girl, which has been doing all she can to have sex with a boy. She's unashamed and aggressive and has been stimulating him so he can get him into the sex act. Her mother is deep into the occult. Grace and Tobin have forbidden their son to go over to the girl's house and are doing all they can to protect their son. You know, it used to be years ago that girls were being chased by boys. And, the girls were kind of, nice, and, they try to protect themselves and be nice girls. Today, the girls are chasing the boys. So, we really need to pray hard that God will protect this 13-year-old son, that he would not succumb to these different things. So prayer team, come on up. You'd like to pray with us here.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many blessings, Lord. And we thank you for a wonderful place to meet here. And we thank you for the great weather, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for meeting our needs. We thank you for the opportunity to testify and have testimonies, Lord. And Lord, we know as we invite people to come and hear the gospel and spend some time in church, that the enemy goes on the warpath, Lord, trying to bring destruction. And so we see in that time and again. So we come against the enemy, Satan, Diablo, the dragon, the many names that he has. We come against him in the name of Jesus and all his satanic host in the name of Jesus. And we bind each and every one that will try to interfere with us. And as we are working to promote the kingdom of God, and we bind the hand of the enemy over little Alfred, that he shall not be able to do any damage to him whatsoever. And we thank you, Father God, that that young man is going to trust Jesus to be his Savior, and that he's going to hear the gospel and have a full understanding of it. And we thank you for your hand of healing upon his body. We thank you that he's going to be right back out of that hospital and doing fine. And we thank you for that. And that his parents will know that the hand of God moved in their life. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
God, I come to you thanking you, God, for today. Thanking you, God, for freedom in America. Thank you, God, for able to speak and to speak boldly in America, Lord God, about your salvation and freedom in America. And dear Heavenly Father, God, I pray for our country, Lord God. I pray that you're watching over each and every one of the men that are fighting overseas, Lord God, and that you will keep them safe. Keep our country safe, Lord God. And watch over us. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this. I thank you, God, for the way that you're operating in the heavens with your angels over this situation with oil prices in America and throughout the world. Lord God, I just praise you. I thank you for the way that you are driving the prices down, God. And I just thank you that you allow me to be here to be able to be stand in for you, God, and to pray for these prices and these speculators that are trying to drive up the prices, Lord God. God, I just pray that you bind every one of them up and bind their demons up, Lord God, and cast their demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I have a special prayer for a friend of mine that's watching today. Lord, his name is David Sheldon. And he's had pneumonia here in the last 3 weeks and has had flus, and he's had every kind of attack come up against him, Lord God. And I just pray and ask you, God, to bind the demonic forces up around him and his family, Lord God. And I pray that you will cast those demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you will heal him, strengthen him as he gets into your word, Lord God, and that he seeks a direction in his life to find you and to hold you in his heart, Lord God. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the weather that you have brought upon California. And not only California, but how it travels across the United States. When it comes through here in a straight shot through Sacramento, it just keeps on going. And it dumps, and it dumps, Lord God, and I thank you for that. I thank you for the way that you're filling the rivers, the lakes, the reservoirs, the ponds, the creeks, the rivers, all of it, Lord God. And I continually ask you, God, to please send us rain until we are full, Lord God, in California and throughout the other parts of the United States, Lord. And I thank you how you are bringing it on and how you're taking care of the weather, Lord, and all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, I want to thank you and praise you for bringing or binding the strong man for the Stanley family who is stranded in Virginia, and giving them peace. Peace is what they need now, being that it's immobile to go in any direction with all the high levels of snow there. And we want to continue praying for the Stanley family that they will have patience. And as soon as the roadways are cleared, we'll looking forward meeting these people here in California, and we ask you to please drive safely. Amen.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that there are more and more families watching the webcast on Sunday mornings, not just in this country, but all over the world. And I pray, Jesus, that you will bless these people that are watching so that they will be getting their spiritual food. But Jesus, the ministry needs a little support from them. And I pray, Jesus, that you will work in these people's lives and that they will understand that they need to support the ministry that is feeding them their spiritual food. So I pray in the name of Jesus that they will send us the support that the church needs, and that they will understand, and that they will not have a problem, and that they will not be offended in any way whatsoever. I ask you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, how you can work mysterious ways. And whatever the devil means for evil, you are able to turn it for good. And that's what we pray about that family of the Grace family in Sweden. We pray, O Lord, that that family that comes, O Lord, with that spirit of lust, we command the spirit of lust in the little girl to loose her in the name of Jesus. And command you to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. We command that mother in the name of Jesus also. We command the spirit of divination, the spirit of occultism to loose in the name of Jesus. And command you to be bound, chained, taken to prison by God's holy angels. And we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus for the salvation of that family. Oh Lord, you can do the impossible. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Not only they will not cause any harm, but on the contrary, we will see victory. And that family will be saved from father, mother, daughter, and everyone in the family. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We put them all in your hands. And we thank you that your perfect will be done there, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to intercede on behalf of people, not just locally, but to make a difference throughout the world. Because that is what the gospel is about, is to change lives. And Father, we thank you for that when we lift up our prayers, that it's not us, but it's you that goes out and does things for us. And it's your Holy Spirit that works on our behalf here on this earth. And Father, once again, we lift up Toby. You know the work that he does. You know that he is born again, he loves you, and he serves you. And he has this problem with the back pain and the nerve problems, and he says it's getting better. And so, Father, we thank you and praise you that for a total healing of his body, that he wouldn't just get by just well, but that we would hear from him and he would simply be able to say, God has healed me fantastically. And so, Father, that is what we are expecting to hear from him. And we thank you that we can pray like this, that we don't have to look at situations as hopeless and say, well, we just feel sorry for you. I'm glad I'm not you. And so, Father, we thank you that we can intercede on his behalf and to lift him up. And now, Father, we thank you for the result that we have not seen, but we are thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for protecting our brother in Christ, Tyler. He was in a car accident, Heavenly Father, and thank you for keeping him and protecting him and his family that were in the car. Heavenly Father, we pray that you bless him and get his car back on the road, make it in proper working condition to where he can drive back and forth to church and the places that he needs to go. Thank you, Heavenly Father, and we pray that you bless him, and we thank you for keeping him, and thank you for letting him be here with us today, and his sister Mary, too, as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you so much. Amen.
Javier, come on up here quickly. We're going to pray for you. You tried to the group go down there to L.A. So would you put your hands on these two men here, represent the crew. Would you stretch forth your hands? Heavenly Father, we lift up Thomas Burns Plastering to you here right now. And Lord, here is Thomas and his right-hand man here, Javier. And we thank you, Father God, as they're going to travel down to Los Angeles tomorrow and be down there this week, that you will give them traveling mercy. The equipment will not break down. And Father God, no one should be able to harm them. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit ministering to them, Lord, helping them to work on this particular building, Father God, and that, Lord, it will be profitable, no accidents, no problem any way, shape, or form, and they'll be able to finish ahead of time, and that, Father God, you will fill the coffers here of this minister, not the minister, but Thomas Burns Plastering, Father God, that you would put some money in there, Lord, that they'll be able to have to pay off their bills and to have some extra left over. And we thank you right now for a great week and a great job and this finished. And this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for the prayers that have gone up. And we thank you, Lord, they have been answered. And we thank you for great victory reports. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those are a great set. Amen. You may be seated. This time we have the outlines handed out.